Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Dear Leon, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you want to help someone who is clearly struggling or in pain, but helping them would force you into an unethical position? I recently read a statistic. Most crime happens out of severe societal need, or lack thereof. Someone needs food or to provide for their family. Poverty or other social barriers prevent the meeting of those needs. So the impoverished turn to crime because crime seems like the only alternative. When faced with the choice of beginning a life of crime or simply doing nothing, what choice does one really have? Sincerely, Wiley in Watertown.
Dear Wiley, while I never encourage you to actively participate in a crime, for several reasons, I sympathize with your conflict about making a difficult personal choice. When weighing your options between helping someone or potentially tarnishing your own morals, always ask yourself two questions. Which of my options will do the most good? Which of my options will cause the most harm? Don't forget to factor your own peace of mind into that equation. Your well-being matters in all of this, but the fact that you know that other people matter just as much, or possibly even more, means you're beyond capable of making this decision.
Dear Leon, is there a spell, chant, or potion that forces someone to see the world as it is? Not simple, not blacks and whites, but extremely complicated. A year ago, I told my husband I wanted a separation. Ever since, he's become obsessed with work, and I think it's all my fault. I suggested we spend some time apart because I wasn't happy. We were living two lives that just happened to run parallel, two cars, traveling the same speed down one never-ending highway. I wasn't ready to take an exit yet. I thought it was possible we could one day merge, be in the same lane again. But I took the underpass because I needed space. I needed to ride alone for a while. Ever since then, my husband has been distant, not only to me, but to our son. I begged him to help me raise our child regardless, to remain in my life as a parent. He seems to think that if he pours enough energy into his work, I'll see how important he is, as if my only issue with him stemmed from a lack of respect. He seems to feel that if he makes his career more legitimate and important, I'll welcome him back with open arms. I do want him back. Although I'm not sure if it's as a wife, or a co-parent, or a friend. He takes the word separation too far. My son and I hear from him only when he dispatches crudely written messages delivered via bizarre, outdated apparatus. How do I get him to see that I need space, but need him here at the same time? How do I get him to see that I love him while still needing time to decide if I love him? And when do I finally admit defeat? Tell myself this isn't worth trying to salvage anymore. Sincerely, Perplexed in Providence.
Dear Perplexed, I hate to be blunt, but as you consider whether or not you should leave your husband for good, ask yourself this: hasn't he already left you?
Dear Leon, you never answered my first letter. Maybe you're really busy. Maybe you are having a tough time coming up with a way to help me. Maybe you got the sense from my first letter that I didn't really want your help. Maybe I scared you away. Maybe you're wrestling with your own inner Ben Affleck. Maybe it's too hard to see that you're not the Matt Damon you want to be either. I understand. I always liked Matt Damon better, too. Maybe it was just the roles he played, you know? Ben Affleck just seemed a little too unlikable in everything. Just a little too willing to do the types of things people shouldn't do. Maybe you're wondering why I created this bad boy Ben Affleck. I've been kind of wondering that, too. I think the reason is, I didn't really like the Matt Damon I'd become. The Matt Damon I'd become was like the one in that movie where he's just walking around in the desert the whole time with Ben Affleck's brother. And then they get lost and they freak out and they pass out from dehydration. And then Matt Damon strangles Ben Affleck's brother. In the end, Matt Damon makes it out okay. But you can tell that he kind of hates himself now. That's sort of how it is with me. When you become that kind of Matt Damon, the kind that escapes the desert but hates what the desert did to him, all you care about is not being that kind of Matt Damon anymore. And the more you do to become like bad boy Ben Affleck, the deeper your hate grows. Type of desert that you can't escape. Sincerely, Olive and Gardner.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Vandreessen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. You can help Greater Boston to reach new listeners by leaving a rating and review on iTunes. In order of appearance, this mini-episode featured Arun Sanity as Tyrell Fredericks, Beth Eyre as Autumn West, and Kelly McCabe as Nika Stamatis. Drive the Cold Away was performed by Adrienne Howard, Emily Peterson, and Dirk Teedy. Some sound effects and music used from public domain and Creative Commons sources. Episode transcripts will be posted online at greaterbostonshow.com. And be sure to check out Beth Eyre's wonderful funereal comedy, Wooden Overcoats.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.